The 2016 law barred women from seeking abortions solely because of a fetus's sex, race, or potential disability. A federal judge struck down that provision last year, and the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling. In its opinion, the appellate court says the Supreme Court is clear. A state cannot prohibit abortions before viability. One of the appellate judges expressed frustration that U.S. Supreme Court precedent doesn't allow Indiana to ban abortions performed because of a fetus's characteristics. But ACLU of Indiana legal director Ken Falk says the nation's high court had a chance 3 years ago to alter those precedents.
And came down with what many people thought was even a stronger affirmation of the right of women to obtain abortions free from undue state interference.
Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky CEO Christy Gillespie says she's frustrated Indiana lawmakers continue to pass anti-abortion measures.
When we really could be focusing on how to prevent unintended pregnancies.
Planned Parenthood and the ACLU have scored legal victories over the state in 5 lawsuits since 2011. The appeals court also invalidated a provision that required medical facilities to bury or cremate fetal remains. The state argued it has a right to ensure the dignified and humane disposal of human remains, but the court says the law does not recognize the fetus as a person. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.